at the bottom of our child poverty ranking, we have countries like Iceland, Greece, Latvia, Croatia, Ireland, Lithuania, Spain, Luxembourg, and Italy. Have seen the living standards of children and young people fall more, while countries like, for example, Poland and Australia and Chile that have not been caught up in the economic crisis quite in the same way, although they also suffered to some extent, but at the same time, they weren't at the epicenter of the crisis. They actually saw child poverty levels drop substantially.
When you talk about poverty levels in regards to children in rich countries, how poor are these children? Can you just give us an idea of what you mean?
All of these countries belong either to the European Union or to the OECD. And European Union institutions and the OECD traditionally measure poverty using so-called relative approach. The OECD uses the poverty line of 50% of the national median income, while the EU uses the 60% threshold. Both of these measures are relative, and they're country-specific. And in some ways, they refer to inequality, particularly at the lower range of the income distribution. So when you're asking me whether these children are very poor, if they're not having enough meals to eat, we don't really know that because we're only looking at their household income and what it is in relation to the average household's income in their society. But things get a little bit more complicated because our league tables are based on changes between 2 years. For example, when we are ranking countries according to child poverty, it is the absolute percentage point change in child poverty between 2012 and 2008. We're not even ranking countries according to the level of child poverty in a particular year, but we're ranking them by the level of change between 2 years.
What about countries like the United States who've also been hit by the economic crisis?
The picture for the United States would be quite complicated because it's a very, very large country with a lot of variation in living standards across the states and within states. So when we include a country like the United States in our ranking, it is not extremely surprising to see that it is in the bottom half of the league table. But the change in child poverty in the U.S. has been relatively modest. Child poverty went up by 2 percentage points. That does hide a lot of variation across the American states. But when we're looking at the country as a whole, child poverty went up by 2 percentage points. Compare it to what happened in Iceland, where child poverty went up by 20 percentage points. So compared to Greece and Iceland, the United States has done relatively well. And in fact, the fiscal stimulus that was introduced at the beginning of the economic crisis was quite substantial. And we might say that it has worked and it must have protected a lot of children from the worst of the crisis. So the picture for the United States is in some way quite positive, but in another way it is still also quite negative.
What recommendations have been made in regards to correcting the situation?
Well, UNICEF can only call for all countries making child well-being a priority in their responses to the Great Recession and the crisis. We cannot be prescriptive. We cannot recommend any specific policies to any specific countries. And we also recognize that different nations have different room to maneuver in terms of their budgetary capacity and what they can do at any particular point. So all we can really say is that extreme levels of poverty need to be eradicated and child well-being has to be made a priority. And whenever a government is thinking about introducing a new policy, it would be good if they thought about what effect it could potentially have on children's well-being, and particularly that of the poorest children.